The third parak deals primarily with various issues in ownership of chametz on Pesach. So Mishnah Aleph talks about two, and we'll add on three categories of chametz that are not pure chametz, but it's still prohibited on a rabbinic level to have possession and also to eat on Pesach. We'll start about possession, and then at the end of the Mishnah, we'll talk about eating them. So we're going to talk about first tarovis chametz. Tarovis chametz is chametz that is not pure chametz. It has an ingredient of chametz in it, but it is not pure chametz. For example, beer, which has barley and a lot of water. Elu ovrin b'Pesach on a rabbinic level. These are items that we have to get out of our possession on Pesach. We can sell it to a goy before Pesach. We can destroy it. And here are some examples. Tarovis chametz, a mixture of chametz. Some is chametz, some is not. Kutach habavli v'shechar amadi v'chometz adomi v'zisom amitzri. That's category number one, called tarovis chametz. Second category is called chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha is not edible, but it is chametz. But because it's not edible, it's again not an iser doraisa to possess it. There's no violation of bal yira'a and bal yimatzet. Three examples. V'zoman shal tzabayim, v'amilan shal tabachim, v'kolan shal sovrim, various things, types of glues, whatever it may be, that is used, it's made of chametz, but it is not edible. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af tachshite nashim, even certain types of cosmetics, Rabbi Eliezer is adding on a third category, that it is chametz nuksha, but it's not only made of chametz material, it's also ayedei taroves, it's also a mixture of non-chametz things, and even if it's nuksha ayedei taroves, it is also falls under the category of something that on a rabbinic level you have to get rid of it before Pesach. Zeha klal. Rabbi Eliezer is continuing. Kol shu mimin dagan, anything that has in it the five grains, dagan, hareza, over, bepesel, you need to get it out of your possession on Pesach, whether it is tarovis chametz by mixture, chametz nuksha, it's inedible, or it's a combination, it's nuksha, that is not fully nuksha, it also has permitted things in it, al yedei tarovis, still you have to get it out of your possession. And when it comes to eating these aforementioned categories, hare elu ba'azara, it is absolutely prohibited, but ve'ein ba'emishum karetz, it is not an iser d'orais of karetz, because it's not pure chametz. Mishnah Beis, batzek shebesit ke'areva, we're talking about a kneading trough, and it has cracks, so you actually have dough stuck in the cracks. It's the type of dough that you don't want to get rid of because it's smoothing out the kneading trough. So when it comes to Pesach, how much do you have in those cracks that you would have to get rid of? So the Mishnah says, "Im yesh kazayis b'makom echad," if you have a whole kazayis, the volume of an olive in one place, that is now a significant amount of chametz. Chay el davar, it has to be removed. Dim lo, but if it's less than a kazayis, in other words, it's batel to the kli, you want it there because it's smoothing it out. Batel bimiyuto, because it's less than a kazayitz, it is considered nullified because it has a small amount, nullified to the kneading trough, and you don't have to remove it for Pesach. V'chein le'inyan tuma, the same thing applies when it comes to tuma. What does that mean? If you have a kazayitz that is attached to the kneading trough, and that's something that is now significant, if somebody who's tamei or something that's tamei touches that kazayis, only that kazayis becomes tamei, but not the kneading trough itself, because that kazayis in of itself is something significant, so it acts as a barrier to passing the tuma from the thing that's tamei to the kneading trough. However, if the chametz, and we're not talking chametz on Pesach per se, we're talking about any time of the year, if you have dough that is less than a kazayitz, it's not significant of itself, so it does not act as a barrier to tumah. In other words, if somebody or something tamei touches that dough and it's less than a kazayitz, that tumah gets transferred to the kneading trough. Now, the rest of the year, we have a different standard. It's not a matter of is it a kazayis or not, in whether it acts as a barrier to tuma. Rather, it's does the person like it there? Does he want to keep it there, or does he want to remove it? Imakbid alav chotzes. If he's makbid about it, in other words, he has plans to remove that dough, it bothers him. Chotzes, it acts as a barrier because it's significant in of itself, because he wants to get rid of it, even if it's less than a kazayis. However, v'im rotze b'giyuma, if he wants it to stay there, harehu ka'areva, then he wants it to stay, he considers a part of the areva, and accordingly, it would not act as a barrier. It would transfer the tuma to the kneading trough. Batzek hacheiresh is silent dough. In other words, this is a type of dough that has been waiting for a while, and does not show signs of chametz, but it has a sister dough that was kneaded at the same time that is already chametz. So if that silent dough, if we don't know if it's chametz or not, and it has another sister dough that is chametz, hareza us, or even the silent dough itself, that it doesn't show signs of chametz, we consider it chametz. Now, in the absence of its having a sister dough to compare it to, the standard is, if it has been inactive for 18 minutes, then a dough is considered chametz. Mishnah Gimel deals with ketzad mafrishin chala betuma biyom tov. If we have a dough that is tame, how are we mafrish chala on yantov? It's talking about Pesach. In other words, we have to a dough, we have to take off chala, but we can't bake the chala as we normally would. Nowadays, we don't give it to the kohen, but give it to the kohen. The kohen can't eat it, so we can't bake it because it's tame. Chala has to be non-tame. It can't be burned because it's yantiv, and we don't burn kodshim or chala that is tame on yantiv. So we have a problem. What do we do with this dough? We need a mimafrish chala. So in Pesach, if we let it sit on the side and bake it afterward, it's going to become chametz. So we have three opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer lo tikra lashem ad sheteyafeh. You should bake the entire dough, make it into matzahs, but don't call any certain part of it challah. Bake everything, so you're not baking something that's been designated as challah, and thereafter, after everything is baked, you can separate something as challah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mezer Omer, next opinion, Tatil Betzonim, what you should do with the portion that's designated as the challah is just leave it in cold water until after Yontif, and you can burn it then, but you can't just leave it sitting there because it will become chametz. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, third opinion disagrees. Lo zehu chametz muzarin alav bal yirah bal yimatzah. Because this is challah, it's not something that you own. It's supposed to be given to the kohen. Even if it becomes chametz, it's not something that you would violate bal yirah and bal yimatzah because it's not considered halachically in your possession. So what you should do is ela mefrashata umanachta ta'erev, just take it off, let it sit there, it'll become chametz, not your problem. And if it becomes chametz, it becomes chametz, it's not in your position, so you're not violating the Isra Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzah. Mishnah Dalim, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, what do you do when women have to divide up an oven and share it, and you're trying to bake matzah and ensure that your dough does not become chametz? Shalosh nashim lashos ka'achas, you can use the same oven, let them start kneading at the same time, va'ofos betano echad zo acharzo, and let them bake in the same oven one after another. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel is not concerned that even if one, the second woman or the third woman, has to wait for the first woman to get out of the oven, that her dough is going to become chametz. It's not going to take that long, especially for the third woman, she's waiting for the second woman to finish with the oven. The Chachamim Amrim, they disagree. How can you just say, don't worry, it's not going to take so long when you're talking about chametz? What they should do is they shouldn't knead all at the same time. They should stage their activities when they knead the oven. In other words, the first woman starts and she kneads her dough, and when she goes on to forming her matzahs, then the second woman should start kneading her dough. And when she moves up to the second slot, in other words, the first woman puts her dough into her matzahs into the oven, that's when the third woman starts kneading her dough because the second one is working on forming her matzahs. Three of them can be involved in it, but achas lasha, the first one is kneading, the second one, v'achar orechas, another one is forming the matzahs, v'achas sofa, and the third one is baking. In other words, don't be doing the same activity at the same time. You should stage it in stages so you don't have to wait to get into the oven. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva also disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel. Of course you have to be concerned about chametz. You can't be waiting. Lo kol anashim, not all the women will work at the same speed. Lo kol ha'etzim, burn at the same speed. Lo kol ha'tanurim shavin, and not all ovens work at the same time. In other words, you have to know many circumstances can impact the workflow, and you have to plan accordingly as best as you can to ensure that you're not waiting for the oven. Zeh haklal, bottom line here, tafach, if you see that your dough is becoming, it's swelling, it's becoming chametz, til tosh betzoni, you should put your hands into cold water, and you should put that onto your dough to slow down the leavening process. Mishnah Hey, Si'ur Yisarev. Si'ur is chametz, is a dough that is becoming, it's developing into a dough, but it is still not become leavened. So it's Si'ur because it's starting to, the leavening process has to be burned, but it's not total chametz, so if somebody eats it, it's not going to be a karis. But siduk is in the dough that has developed further and it's starting to crack. In other words, the leavening process has developed enough that it is real chametz. Yisarif, not only does it have to be burned, v'ha'ochel chayev karis, anyone who eats it is eating real chametz and it has to, and is incurs the punishment of karis. So now we're going to have to define what is si'ur that's not real chametz deraisa, it's just a rabban and you have to burn it, so you ha'ochel potter, and what is considered siduk, now that it's cracking, that indeed it is chametz gamor and it's chayev karis if you eat it. Ezu siur. So what are we talking about? Siur karne chagavim, that it has certain cracks on it that look like the antenna of grasshoppers. In other words, there's minor cracking on it. Accordingly, it's not considered real chametz yet. That's why somebody who eats it is still potter. It does not have karis. Doesn't have malchus. Siduk, which we said is somebody has to burn it, and not only do you have to burn it, you have to burn both of them, but also if you eat it, it's chayev karis. This is real chametz. So when does that mean? Shenis arvu stakav zebazeh, when the cracking is so much that they are crossing over each other, the cracks in the dough, that is real chametz. Divi Rebbe Yehuda v'chachamim amrim, chachamim are the view, zebazeh ha'ochel chayev karis, both of those. In other words, if there's cracking, whether it's minor or major, even minor cracking, like the antenna of chagavim, of grasshoppers that aren't crossing over each other, that is considered chametz. So as long as it's cracking, it's an iser d'oraisa, chayev karis to eat it. Deizu siur, so what is siur that is not a d'oraisa? Kol shi'chsifu panav, that face of the dough still looks pale, ka'adam sha'amdu sarasav, like somebody who was frightened and his hair is standing on his neck and his face turns pale, that is the dough that is turning, but it is yet to start cracking. That is not a d'oraisa to eat it. Mishnah Vav, arba'asar shechalios b'Shabbos. We're talking about how about if the 14th of Nisan falls on Shabbos, that's typically the day we get rid and we burn the chametz, but we can't. It's Shabbos. Mavarin asakom lifnei Shabbos, divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir is of the opinion you have to get rid of everything except what you need only specifically for Shabbos, the two meals, Friday night and Shabbos morning. That you can keep, but get rid of everything else on Friday. V'chachamim amri mizmanan, you don't have to do that. You can keep everything and you'll eat it. You'll eat it on Shabbos before this month that you're not allowed to eat anymore. If you could before the end of the fourth hour, if you have too much, find some guests, feed it to animals. Not a problem. Don't worry so much. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok omer depends truma milifnei Shabbos. If you have truma, there aren't that many people to eat it on Shabbos. You can't feed it to your guests unless they're kohanim. You can't feed it to your animals, so you have to get rid of truma chametz before Shabbos. But if the chulin, these manam chulin, we agree you can keep it around and then you'll simply eat it and give it to guests while it's still permitted. Mishnah Zayin, haholech lishchot et piso. Somebody was on the way to do a mitzvah and he remembered that he didn't do his bir chametz, he didn't do the bidik, and he didn't get rid of his chametz, and now he's traveling. This is Erev Pesach, and he just remembered. So he's on the way to bring his korban pesach, to do another mitzvah, to go to the mila of his son, to go to his own erusin. This was a mitzvah to go when he's going to be a mekadesh, his wife, and they're going to have a celebration afterward. This is all Erev Pesach. You're on the way to do a mitzvah, but you have your chametz back at home. And you remembered while you're traveling, what about my chametz? Which do I do? Do I go do the mitzvah or do I get rid of my chametz? So if he's able to do both, in other words, if he's able to go back before this man of Isser and get rid of the chametz and then continue and fulfill the mitzvah that he's traveling to right now, yachzor vivar, he should do both, go back home, get rid of the chametz, destroy the chametz, and then go do the mitzvah, v'imla. But if you can't do both, if you're going to miss the mitzvah, if you have to go back and get rid of the chametz, milvatlo beliba, you should rely on the bittul. The bittul is enough on a d'oraisa level. In other words, on a d'oraisa level, we can do either the bittul or get rid of the chametz, but Chazal said you need to do both. So in this circumstance, when you're on the way to do a mitzvah and you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah, in that situation, we revert to relying on the bittul, and that is sufficient. That is a little bit different from the situation that if you're traveling not to do a mitzvah, but to save lives, or even a suffix to save lives, lahastil minagai, is to save people when a bandit, when the enemy is attacking, uminanar, or from a flood, uminanalisim, from bandits, uminanadalekum, from a fire, uminanamapolis, or a building that fell, an earthquake, there's a sakanas nefashos, and you're able to help. Yevatalib libo, in this situation, even if you can do both of them, you could go back and get rid of your chametz and come back and help out with the situation. Nonetheless, don't go home. Just help out with the suffix pikuach nefesh, and rely on the bittul v'lish bas shvisas arshus. But if you're just doing something of a reshus, it's not a mitzvah, it's not pikuach nefesh. For example, you're just setting up a eruv tchumim so you can travel in a certain way, not to do a mitzvah, but to do something that you want to do on yantiv yachzor miyad. You have to absolutely go back, take care of your chametz, and not set up your eruv tchumim or whatever other volitional activity you were involved in in the morning of Erev Pesach. Mishnah Ches, v'chein Misha Yatzim Yushalayim, we have the same concept of discussing if somebody was traveling and he remembered he had to do something, somebody went out of Yushalayim, v'nizkar sheyesh biyado b'sar kodesh, and remembered he has the meat of a korban kodesh kodashim, and that has to be burnt in Yushalayim. Once you take it out of Yushalayim, it's nifsal, and you have to bring it back and be burned in Yushalayim. However, im avar tzofim, if you pass the place called Tzofim, which was the last place at the time of Chazal that you could see Yerushalayim from, Sofrim Bimikoma, if you pass Sofrim, you can burn it even out wherever you are. You don't have to go back to Yerushalayim. V'im lav, however, if you're still within the perimeter of Sofrim, you haven't passed Sofrim, Choser v'sofra lifnei habira ma'atzei hamaracha, you can go back to the base of Mikdash and burn it in the bira. That means on the Har Abayis, or a designated place on Har Abayis, and they give you wood for it to burn it there. Vat kama hen chozrim. What are we talking about in this Mishnah that I have the meat of Kodesh Kodashim, and the prior Mishnah that I have to travel to get rid of my chametz? How much is it? Even a tiny amount that I would have to travel for? Rabbi Meir Omer Zeva Zeba Kabetza. Whether we're talking about the meat of the Kodesh Kodashim that we have to travel back to the city of Yerushalayim, or if we're talking about the chametz that we have to travel back for, if we just remembered about it, we're only talking about if it's a kabetza or more, not less. If it's less, we don't have to travel. We can just burn the Kodesh Kodashim wherever we happen to be. And if we're talking about chametz that's less than a kabetza, we can simply be mevatel it, rely on the bittel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's not a kabetza. Zeva zeh bekazayis, it's a kazayis is the amount. V'chachamim omrim, besar kodesh bekazayis. We're talking about going back to the Yerushalayim because of the meat of the kodesh, of the Kodesh Kalim. I'm sorry, it's not Kodesh Kodashim, Kodesh Kalim meat, the lower level of kedusha of the meat. Then it's bekazayis, but if it's v'chametz, if we're talking about traveling back chametz, it's the higher standard, and it's not a kazayis, it's a kabetza.